Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our program this week, we play new music from Fleet Foxes, and we answer a question about a term for a grouping of eight American schools. This week, we answer a question from New Zealand. Aaron would like to know what the term Ivy League means and where it came from. The Ivy League is a name for eight schools in the northeastern United States. All but one were established hundreds of years ago when England had colonies in the area. The oldest schools are Harvard, Yale, Columbia, Dartmouth, Princeton, Brown, and the University of Pennsylvania. The newest is Cornell, which was founded in 1865. The term Ivy League can also be used to describe a sports grouping of the eight schools. The schools are also called the Ivies. Many language experts believe that the term first appeared in the media. In the 1930s, a sports reporter called the schools in the grouping the Ivy League. The group also had an unofficial name, the Ancient Eight. Now, both names are used. However, the National Collegiate Athletic Association officially uses the term Ivy League. Why the reporter used the term is not completely clear. Some people say the term is linked to the ivy plant, and ivy does cover some of the grounds and buildings at the schools. Other people say the term dates back to when only four of the schools were part of the sports group. The number four was written in Roman numerals, the letters I and V. However, most historians say that explanation is not correct. The term Ivy League is sometimes said in a disapproving way. Some people think the eight schools and their students value themselves too highly. Admission to the schools is very competitive. As little as 7% of students who seek admission are accepted. The educational offerings of Ivy League schools are considered among the best and most demanding in the world. All eight schools are also private and extremely costly. A four-year degree from Harvard, for example, can cost more than $200,000. Admission to an Ivy League school can sometimes be easier among people who are rich, powerful, or are related to former students of the school. The band Fleet Foxes met with immediate success with its first album in 2008. Billboard magazine declared the record, also called Fleet Foxes, its album of the year. Critics from Rolling Stone compared the band to two great groups from the past, the Beach Boys and Crosby, Stills and Nash. Recently, Fleet Foxes released its second album. Catherine Cole has more.
Helplessness Blues is the name of Fleet Foxes' new album. The name might represent the difficulties the band experienced when putting the album together. The group had completed all the songs, but decided against them during the production process. band member Robin Pecknold told Pitchfork.com that he then spent a year struggling to write new songs. Here is the title song from the album, Helplessness Blues.
I was raised up believing I was somehow unique, like a snowflake, distinct among snowflakes, unique in each way you can see. And now after some thinking, I'd say I'd rather be a functioning cog in some great machinery, serving something beyond me. But
Robin Pecknold is the lead singer for Fleet Foxes. The six-member band is known for creating beautiful harmonies when they sing together. Battery Kinsey from Helplessness Blues is a good example.
I woke up one morning, all my fingers rotting. I woke up a dying man without a chance. I came to your window through a stone and waited. At the door a stranger stood, the stranger's voice said nothing good. I turned to walk the frozen ground.
Guitarist Skylar Skjelset and Robin Pecknold met in high school in the state of Washington. They both had musical parents. They also both loved musicians Bob Dylan and Neil Young. Robin Pecknold sounds much like Neil Young in the song Grown Ocean.
That dream I'm asking is the mountains, still this star.
Right now, Fleet Foxes is performing at cities across the United States. The band plans to go to Europe at the end of May for a concert series there. We leave you with Fleet Foxes performing The Cascades from its new album, Helplessness Blues.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Mario Ritter and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic. in VOA Special English.